A Middleton man has been pushing for the change for more than a decade. Eric Rice's 20-year-old daughter Erin died at UW Hospital in 1999 after doctors misdiagnosed her enlarged heart as pneumonia. Rice says they gave her a drug that made her condition worse and eventually led to her death from heart failure.
So they did her all the wrong things for like 2 weeks, and she died.
Rice says it took months to find out exactly what medical mistakes were made, and then when he started looking for a lawyer to sue for the loss of his daughter's companionship, he found he couldn't because his daughter was 20 years old, and such claims are barred for children over 17.
18, 19, 20, 24, you can't get a loss of society, and I don't understand that because as a child gets older, you actually get closer.
Rice did settle out of court after filing a claim for his daughter's pain and suffering, but he says the settlement just covered his legal expenses. Since then, he and more than 100 other families have been lobbying to change the law without success.
They play politics with it because medical society, insurance companies, they're in there giving money to candidates and politicians, and they have their ear.
Rice says changing the law is a question of fairness, because without it, families like his never get a clear accounting of what happened and who was at fault.
If you can't go to court, how are you ever going to find out what happened? Because no one wants to talk about it. No one's going to admit they did something wrong.
But the vice president of the Wisconsin Medical Society, Mark Grappentine, says answers are available without going to court. He says families can file a complaint with the state's medical examining board and request an investigation that could lead to a doctor being disciplined.
If it really is about finding out what happened, that is a very accessible area to go. It doesn't put money in the plaintiff's attorney's pocket, but that's not what people are generally looking for. They're looking for answers.
Grappentine says the state Supreme Court has ruled definitively that there are good reasons to set an age limit of 18 for filing loss of society claims, so juries don't have to make subjective decisions about what kind of relationship a parent has with an adult child.
What's the number that quantifies that emotional relationship, and what level was that emotional relationship, and how do you quantify those things? And that's why it's very difficult for any jury to be able to handle that kind of thing. And that's the difference in that kind of fact-finding versus the cut-and-dried, hey, did someone do something or not?
And he says there are also financial reasons to limit such lawsuits. He says because people are living longer, the number of lawsuits could increase dramatically, leading to higher and higher malpractice insurance premiums for doctors.
You can have children that are 60 years old who are still, you know, taking care of their parents and have relationships with their parents, or they're all still alive. And so you could, instead of having 18 years of potential liability in this one very small area, which is loss of society and companionship, you could have it up to, you know, 60 years potentially.
But a spokesman for the plaintiff's lawyers group, the Wisconsin Association for Justice, says it's likely only a few suits would be filed each year. Chris Stombaugh says the state's billion-dollar patient compensation fund is healthy enough to absorb those costs because it covers any claim over $1 million.
There is no good reason for this not being addressed other than they just don't want it to be addressed.
Supporters of a change in the law plan to try again in the next legislative session. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.